Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. This is Tux kicking off the first of our summer break re-release series. This time around, we decided that we were going to revisit some of our favorite stories from our earlier seasons. And looking back, I decided to do the first story I ever told on this show. So first of all, I would like to apologize for the audio quality. Things were pretty different back then, so it sounds like we're in an underwater cave. But I think it's still a really fun episode, and it sort of gives a glimpse into what I thought the show was going to really sort of be about at the time when we first started thinking about doing the show. I kind of thought like sex scandals and like embarrassing stories about individual sort of lesser known politicians. So get ready to listen to the story of Ed Schrock, a politician from Virginia who was a closeted gay man who was actively doing harm to the gay community because he basically hated himself. And I think that this is a really important story to tell. It highlights sort of the importance of positive gay representation and gay role models, and illustrates how self-loathing can lead towards an outward active harm for others in your own community. So even though this is our first ever episode, the story stands really well on its own, and I hope you guys enjoy it. All right, get ready for Schrock for Cock.
In the beginning.
Ooh.
24,000 years ago.
How dare you? I feel like that's mocking.
No, that was great.
I accept it.
Edward Lee Schrock.
Okay.
Was born April 6th, 1941, in Middletown, Ohio. I didn't choose this because of Ohio. He actually was born in Ohio, but did not serve in Ohio.
We're going to get so many Ohio followers.
Oh, this is going to be great.
I mean, they might be a little mad about
Canton. Canton, Ohio, right? Yeah. That's where you're from?
Canton, yes.
I'm spacing.
We're the other Canton, not the China one. Where Cantonese comes from.
Oh, Canton.
We're the other one.
I'm like, what? I have another friend that lives close to you in Ohio, but no, I can't. I'm spacing on the name.
It's all right.
The town. I've told you.
Yeah, you have. And I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because.
Middle something? Mm. No, I'm making this up. Don't listen to me.
Okay.
Just everybody stop. Stop listening. okay. So Edward Lee Schrock is from Middletown. Oh, that's where Middletown is.
Oh!
Jesus.
Okay. These drinks are real strong, you guys. Bear with us.
Oh, no. This podcast is officially canceled. Thanks
grand
for listening.
Grand closing.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so good old Ed Schrock.
Yes.
Born April 6, 1941. He married Judy Crawford, and they had a son named Randy. He was a naval officer. He completed two tours of duty in Vietnam, and after 24 years of service, retired, briefly worked as an investment broker before becoming a politician.
Okay. What year was this again?
He was elected a Republican member of the Virginia State Senate in 1996.
Okay.
Then in 2000, he was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, representing the 2nd Congressional District of Virginia, which includes Virginia Beach, Accomack. I looked that up to make sure I was saying it right. I now don't remember if I'm saying it correctly. So.
It's okay. They'll tell us.
Accomack, Northampton counties, and parts of Hampton and Norfolk. He was also president of Virginia Beach's Atlantic Shores Baptist Church.
Ooh, uh-oh.
Yeah, well, that's where we're going. Well, no, that's not where we're going, but that plays a part. Everything plays a part.
Yes.
His district was home to, or is home to, the world's largest U.S. naval base.
Hmm.
And since he was in the in Vietnam and he was a naval officer, he was on the House Armed Services Committee, and military and Navy issues were a huge focus in his career and his voting record and everything that he cared about.
Yes.
But guess what else was a huge focus of his career?
Oh, no. Okay. is it a sex scandal?
Well, we're going to stay with his voting record for now.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
His voting record.
Because abortion. He
was
super...
Yes. Of well, course. That's one of them. But yeah. I was going to say...
Family values.
Gay shit.
Yeah. I was feeling that with the church thing. I'm like...
Yeah. So in 2000... Schrock favored ending the Clinton administration's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy.
Ah, yes.
But not for the reason that we favored ending that policy.
Oh, no.
He thought that Don't Ask, Don't Tell was too lenient, and instead supported asking enlistees whether or not they'd ever had any homosexual experiences.
Wow.
And eliminating
that
them if
so
the answer was yes.
That is so aggressive.
Yes.
Like... Wow, the overreach.
Yes.
Like, okay, why not? What color are your underwear?
I know.
Like, this is none of your goddamn business.
Schrock told the Virginian pilot, you're in the showers with them. You're in the bunk room with them.
Ooh, sounds like...
You're in
like,
the staterooms with
sounds
them.
Sounds like he's into it.
You just hope no harm would come by folks of who are of that persuasion.
What?
I know.
What?
It's a discipline thing.
Wait, oh... Wait, okay.
Like, so you're
going
to beat up the gays because they're serving with you? Or I guess I don't, it's sort of unclear what he meant by that, but he would hope no harm came to them for serving the military.
Damn.
Which is like, fuck you.
Yeah.
But whatever. Step down.
I was thinking in a very like BDSM way. I'm just like, discipline?
Well,
ooh,
we'll
okay.
get there.
I'm imagining like a ball gag.
Yeah.
And like being.
Well, so is he.
Yeah.
sorry.
I am clairvoyant, you guys.
Foreshadowing. He was also a co-sponsor of the Federal Marriage Amendment.
Of course.
A constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage by defining it to be between a man and a woman. He also voted against bills that would bar employment discrimination against gay people.
What?
I mean, he was a real peach.
Okay.
Also... Like you were saying before, he is super against women's reproductive rights. He voted yes on making it a crime to harm a fetus multiple times. Voted yes on banning partial birth abortions except to save the mother's life. Voted yes on banning family planning funding in U.S. aid abroad.
Wow, yeah, they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, it's so fucked up.
He was given a 7% rating by the ACLU.
Yes.
Yeah. But also, he was given a 92% rating, a score from the Christian Coalition.
Of course he was.
Second only to House Speaker Dennis Hastert.
Okay.
He was also anti-marijuana.
Yeah.
And pro-school prayer.
Oh.
Yeah.
In public school.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's cool.
Wow.
He's a great guy.
Oh.
So... On August 19th, 2004.
Ooh, that's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Well, this was your birthday present for...
Oh no. I don't want it.
No, this is a good thing. Oh. So, on August 19th, 2004, a blogger and gay activist named Michael Rogers posted audio files, allegedly of Schrock's voice, on his, in the article I was reading, called it a web log, because this was 2004 and we didn't know what a blog was yet.
Yeah.
So on his web log, blogactive.com, which unfortunately is no longer active.
How sad.
Rogers wasn't able to provide definitive proof that it was 100% Ed Schrock's voice, but he said that he had friends in high places in D.C. who corroborated the story, so he went with it. And he posted these files on his website. for a short time, people in the government said, there's no proof, the files are just a distraction, because... at the time, Schrock was running for a third term.
Okay.
So they were like, oh, this guy's just making shit up.
This
because...
is like a smear campaign.
Yeah,
sort
exactly.
Of thing. Okay.
One Republican lawmaker who later gave an interview on the subject on the condition of anonymity said, we were unable to get any facts. It was all rumors and conjecture. No one wanted to believe the rumors. Everyone wanted to stand with Ed. But on the first night of the Republican National Convention in New York, 11 days after the files were released, Schrock suddenly dropped out of his race for a third term on August 30th.
Ooh.
In a super vague statement that he released when he, you know, left his campaign and dropped out of the race, he said, in recent weeks, allegations have surfaced that have called into question my ability to represent the citizens of Virginia's 2nd Congressional District. After much thought and prayer, I have come to the realization that these allegations will not allow my campaign to focus on the real issues facing our nation and region. Therefore, as of today, I am stepping aside and will no longer be the Republican nominee for Congress in Virginia's 2nd Congressional District.
Wow.
That's all he said, though. He didn't really address the actual allegations.
Yeah, but he kind of did.
Well, yeah. So, and then he kind of basically just disappeared. He wouldn't.
Wow.
Yeah, he wouldn't give any more interviews. He wouldn't speak to anyone. And it was said that he he like left. He left Virginia with his with Randy and Judy, his son and wife, who were said to be aware of the situation and supportive.
Oh.
But they were traveling and couldn't be reached for comment, and he wouldn't discuss it.
Okay.
So, you want to know what the files were?
Oh, yes. Sure do.
So, the audio clip was allegedly of Schrock's entry to a personal's phone line for gay men. This was still a thing.
Yeah.
Personal's phone lines in 2004, apparently.
Phone line? What is
yeah.
that even?
Yeah, like, instead of, I guess, Craigslist, you would, like, call a phone number and you could listen to, well, I imagine you could listen to people in your area that were looking
those,
to get some.
Those commercials, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I have a clip to play. I also have some quotes, but I have a clip of...
Wait, you have audio of this?
Mm-hmm.
What?
So we're going to play this. I have to cue it up.
I hope he said something really, like, awful and kinky and weird. Like, he's into, I don't know, like a cat licking his butt. In addition to.
As well as.
Yes.
I'm just looking to get together with any white guy who's got a great body on him. He's got a good size endowment. He's cut. Just get together, get naked, play with one another, get each other off. Nothing hardcore. Incredibly careful, incredibly safe.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
A big endowment.
That's some request.
Yeah. So, I also have another... I have another quote that... I don't have audio of this quote, but there apparently there's more than one of these messages that he left on this service.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hi. I weigh 200 pounds, 6'4", hazel eyes, blonde hair, very muscular, very
Stop
buffed
it.
Up.
Okay, I want to see
very
his photo.
Very tanned.
This is what he's looking for.
No, well, I
or
think
this is who he is.
He's saying what he looks like. Mm. Meanwhile, this man is not...
No,
I mean,
he's... I mean,
we'll put pictures on our Instagram so you guys can see what he actually looked like in 2004.
Well, you know, politics is called Hollywood for the ugly. So he does not look like this.
No, no,
I don't believe it.
He was... 63 years old.
Oh God! Of course he was.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean,
you
yeah.
could still be, but
sure,
he wasn't.
But
he wasn't
blonde.
Yeah.
I mean, he had. Yeah. I mean, I guess he may have been blondish gray, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't refer to the man in this image.
Disconnect between reality and
So it went on. I just like to get together with a guy from time to time, just to play.
Oh.
I'd like him to be in very good shape, flat stomach, good chest, good arms, well hung, cut. Just get naked, play, and see what happens. Nothing real heavy duty, just a fun time.
Huh.
Go down on him, he can go down on me, and just take it from there. Hope to hear from you. Bye.
Oh, creepy. Shivers.
Meanwhile, he's...
Bye!
Doing... Yeah.
What?
So, Michael Rogers, who said his blog was aimed at exposing hypocrites in Congress, said that the fact that Schrock didn't comment on this for 11 days made me think, wow, this is really true.
Yeah.
It's the whole no comment thing.
Yeah.
When is the last time a congressman resigned over baseless allegations?
Mm-hmm.
If the congressman
Never.
Believes it is untrue, I welcome him to file a libel or slander suit against me, which, of course, never happened.
Well, actually, they can't do it because he's a public official.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but yeah, it's also true. So.
yeah. So, Rogers, in an interview, said, "When the story of Congressman Ed Schrock first came to me, I was quite skeptical. After all, Congressman Schrock's district includes parts of Hampton and Norfolk and Virginia Beach, home to no less than 9 military facilities and Pat Robertson's Regent University."
Oh, no.
"Nevertheless, the activities of the Congressman Schrock have been documented and verified as thoroughly as any I have seen come before me. And what I have learned is, well, shocking." This is his quote, not mine.
Oh,
shocking.
How dare he?
Congressman Ed Schrock has made a habit of rendezvousing with gay men in the Mega Mates Megaphone Line, an interactive telephone.
How retro. I love that name.
2004.
Mega Mates Mega what?
I guess they were two separate phone lines.
Okay.
Megaphone and Mega Mates. Or maybe, I don't know.
That's hilarious.
This is 20. We don't do this anymore in 2018. An interactive telephone service on which men place ads and respond to those ads to meet each other. What makes this story more amazing? Congressman Schrock not only voted for the Homophobic Marriage Protection Act, but he also signed on as a co-sponsor of the Federal Marriage Amendment. Rogers had been making the claim that Republican congressmen had pursued gay trysts as far back as 2001, but the allegations had never found their way into print.
Mm.
At this point, he didn't have enough proof, or people
yeah.
just didn't want to hear it or didn't
yeah.
care. But, you know, I mean, there is, like, a whole, the idea that someone's private life is supposed to be private and their public life, you know.
Yeah,
but if you live your life in the public,
yeah,
you know,
realm.
You're
out there.
Yeah,
so
and
you're
a fucking
fair.
Politician.
You're fair game, yeah.
So don't, maybe don't vote against a bunch of gay shit if you're going to be sucking dick.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brandon from Peculiar Picture Show, the podcast that talks about movies, maladies, and mental health.
And this is Maria, also from that podcast.
So we were wondering, do you like movies? Do you like mental health?
Oh boy, do I ever, Brandon.
Well then, I've got a podcast for you. Peculiar Picture Show is the podcast for you because it is about movies and mental health.
That's right. We use movies to talk about mental health issues like borderline personality disorder, social issues like systemic racism, and other things.
Like how bad Shakespeare in Love was.
Yeah, sometimes we just talk about how bad the movie is.
And we really talked about that one. But sometimes we have games. Maria used to be a teacher, and so she loves to quiz people.
I really do.
So check us out online at peculiarpicture.show. That's our website, and you can stream all episodes there.
Or you can find us on any major podcast channel.
This is just so classic.
I mean,
you
well,
know?
That's the thing. That's why I chose the story.
It's
because
an oldie,
it's like,
but a goodie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's fun.
It is
fun.
It is fun. It was real fun. It was shocking.
Yeah, shocking. When he finally had the audio files, he finally got the attention of the media, and it sort of blew up. And
yeah.
I mean, it was 11 days after he posted the files that
yeah.
Schrock...
Like, resigned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some political activists in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia said it had long been rumored that Schrock might be gay. Jim Polk, former vice chairman of Virginia Beach's Republican Committee, said... When he ran for re-election a few years ago, there was a little bit of whispering.
Oh, God.
Several Republicans were saying, if that's true, we need to get him out of there. It just didn't go anywhere at the time. People were hesitant to bring it up.
Oh, my God.
But then, you know, in November 2nd, the general election, another Republican named Thelma Drake was elected to replace him.
Hmm.
Even though there was a really great Democratic candidate. I had his name, but I didn't put it in my outline.
Okay.
But of course it was a replica. I mean, it's that part of Virginia that's
yeah.
like Pat
Whatever
Robertson,
happened to
blah,
him?
Blah, blah.
Like, is there...
Well, so there's, I have a little bit of information.
Okay.
I did a lot of research to find out what kind of happened to him, but
yeah.
basically he really did.
Just drop
he
off
just
the face.
Yeah.
The
he was like, nope,
yeah.
I'm.
Yeah. They're on to me.
Yeah,
ah!
exactly. And he's like, no, this isn't, I don't want to live my life, in public anymore because people know some shit that I don't want them to know. So he just disappeared.
Yeah.
There's more to come though.
Ooh.
But I have a little bit of information,
okay.
but it's there's not, like, everything. I mean, it was also 2004, so the internet was a thing.
Yeah.
But it was in its infancy. Yeah. So it was hard to find much after he dropped out. There's a lot on the internet about what happened and when it happened, but there's not really much follow-up.
Okay.
So Michael Rogers, the blogger who outed him, said his claims about Schrock were motivated by anger over what he said was the hypocrisy of the congressman's opposition to gay rights while leading the gay lifestyle.
Oh, yes.
The purpose of his website is to make public the names of lawmakers and other politicians who engage in such hypocrisy. Why should my community protect them? He asked. He's the enemy. Remember, these people are saying we're bad people. What's being outed here is hypocrisy, not homosexuality. But there were people in the gay community who were kind of upset at Rogers for publicly outing someone without their permission.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, like, that's fucked up,
yeah,
but
this man's a hypocrite.
He's a hypocrite, yeah, and he's doing actual damage to the gay community.
Yeah.
And by outing him, he's taking his power to do things mm-hmm. away. And it's not like he's just going around outing
anyone.
Random
yeah.
people who don't, you know,
deserve to be outed.
Sure. Well, yeah, that's exactly it. It's the idea that he deserved it because he was using his power in a harmful way.
Yeah.
In a against the very people he was taking advantage of. I don't know if this is like a, I'm assuming it's not a paid sex thing, this phone line, but still.
Oh, yeah.
It still feels like he's taking advantage of younger guys, misrepresenting himself in the ads.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. You said he's like a man in his
63, I think he was at the time. 64.
Yeah, and he's wanting like young 20-something, like hot.
Well-hung.
Well-hung.
Cut. He has a type. White. Yes, man.
White.
Very important. Yes, discreet.
Very. Oh, discreet. Hilarious.
Except, yeah, discreet, but you're leaving your fucking voice. I mean, he's not saying his name, but like,
come on. People have heard your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
But so, you know, he basically said, I did this. He defended himself by saying, like, I did this to protect others in the gay community.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's not just outing random people.
Yeah.
And he
were
went
they really upset, or was it just?
I mean,
like
there
a
was
few
just
people...
a little bit of a backlash within the gay community because it's not cool to out people.
It isn't cool, but like certain people.
Sure.
He's not outing regular people.
Yeah.
Who are just living
exactly,
their lives.
Exactly. Yeah. years later, like after kind of the fallout, the dust had settled. Rogers gave an interview and he said, "Part of the problem at the time was the media, which was culpable in a kind of journalistic homophobia that I wanted to correct. If journalists really wanted to treat gay and straight subjects equally, I reasoned, they should report on them with equal scrutiny, too. The media have always written stories about straight politicians who take hypocritical positions on different issues, secure our borders conservatives who employ undocumented immigrants, or a politician who argues against a woman's right to choose while secretly arranging for abortions for his mistress. So why not do the same for gay politicians?" Which is legit. Like,
oh, absolutely.
That's fucked up if you're getting, you know, if you're getting women pregnant.
Be the same standard.
Yeah.
Like
so,
hypocrisy.
Totally.
Yeah.
So that was his sort of like reasoning for outing him, which is totally legit and totally.
He's being really nice for even talking to these people.
He's doing God's
like,
work.
He did nothing wrong.
Yeah. No, absolutely. At the time that this was, I mean, it feels like it was not that long ago, 2004, but things have come a long way.
Yeah, 2004 was eons ago.
Yeah, I mean, especially with gay, gay rights, certainly, but also gay visibility has changed a lot.
Definitely.
So, I mean, that's more than 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
14 to be exact.
Oh, look at you, math
doing math
here.
With cocktails.
Yeah.
At the time, there were only 3 openly gay members of Congress in the whole, you know, in all of Congress, which is crazy. Mm. I mean, I suppose there's not probably that many more now, but still.
I didn't even know that there were 3.
I mean, Barney Frank.
Oh, yeah, Barney Frank.
There was a Republican from Arizona and a Democrat. My notes are funny. I said, Republican from Arizona and Democrat from Wisconsin. colon, lesbian.
How dare you?
Oh, boy. Hey, we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. I like that you say we. I didn't say anything.
You just wait until McKinley
I know, they're gonna come comes after me. You. Yeah, Ralph Regula. I had to look up. I'm like, is he alive still?
Is
like,
he alive?
No.
Okay.
R.I.P.
You're safe.
Right?
So Schrock was replaced by a series of house members who were relative to Schrock. Quiet on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Quiet on gay marriage issues. Obviously, he was, because of his district, he was replaced by other conservatives, but conservatives who were not as vocal about gay issues as he was.
Yeah, because he wasn't, they're not selfing.
They're not, gays. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of Rogers, that's his sort of vindication. Like, I got Schrock out, he was replaced by other conservatives, but like, look what, you know, look what these ones are doing versus what he was doing. He had the story not been reported, Schrock would have still occupied that seat, and he might have, I mean, who knows how far things could have gotten, but still, who knows, you know, we don't know what would have happened.
Yeah, he was trash, he needed to go.
Now Schrock is, I really tried to find information on what had happened after. And I know he...
I just want him to be, like, gay, living in Miami Beach, like, wearing short shorts, maybe, like, on some rollerblades.
Yeah. He's in Brooklyn. He lives in Bushwick.
Stop it! No. There was a second that you had me. I'm just like, let's go get him! Yeah, no.
He lives in Bushwick. He hangs out at Sugarland. Sugarland's not around anymore.
Yeah.
R.I.P. But yeah, so... Man. Right after all of this happened, he kind of tried to stay close to government in a weird, in like a sort of roundabout way.
Surprise.
He was like, because he loved public service.
And
like there was some interviews. I ended up taking them out of my outline because they were boring. But like, he was like put on some committees that were like things that he had set up or served on. But then he wanted to stay like close to his like pet projects. So he was basically given a job to work on these committees, even though he was no longer an elected official. But it was like a huge pay cut. He was making, you know, something like whatever, $150,000 a year as a politician. But then obviously he's making like kind of not minimum wage, but not a living wage, I guess. But then there really wasn't much after that. But I did sort of randomly by some like deep Googling.
Ooh. It's like page
deep
state. Seven.
Yes. he is now 77 years old. He is the executive director of Shepherd Center of McLean Arlington Falls Church.
Okay, I'm
going to
stop you here. Oh, church. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's the church. Yeah.
It's a volunteer run center that gives rides to seniors who need to see doctors and fill prescriptions.
I thought it was going to be a pray the gay away.
No,
and
oh my god.
We have to burn
old seniors, gay seniors.
He drives them into
to
the
woods. Yeah. Oh.
That's okay. We're
but first they have
out.
Sex.
Okay,
we're bad people. I'm a bad person.
Thank you.
But that's okay.
I'm like, let's use I statements.
So he worked, he's an executive director, but for like a church volunteer seniors service, like ride service.
Yeah.
And then there was this sort of like weird interview that I found on this church's website about the service and about like him sort of running it. And they didn't really give any background into who he was or how why he was there doing this. So it's like, oh, this is just this nice man that does this stuff. And his quote is, I was born and raised to believe that we're put here on this earth to serve others. That was just pounded into my head the whole time I grew up.
No!
That's
really
it.
Pounded? Is it
that's what he said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
So, I mean, that's nice. He's doing nice things. But, like, I mean, you're also... He's 77 years old, so, like, you're running a senior center. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm
he's
not going to judge him.
Good.
He's
good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Good for him.
Yeah.
I mean...
We're going to edit out all the laughter.
No. That's not...
I'm laughing at this because I want to be the better one.
You think you're better than me? So, I mean, whatever. Like, good for him. He's doing nice things. Yeah, but, like, you're still part of this church. You literally are a fucking homo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You said on a voice recording that you wanted to suck dick.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, shit, I got caught. Can I work at the church now? Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Years after the scandal broke, Rogers let Blog Active go dormant.
Okay.
He said at the time that he'd leave it up as an archive of his work. Like in an interview, he said that, you know, he wasn't going to be updating it anymore, yeah, but that it would remain up so that people could, you know, reference it.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to find it and it's no longer active. He said he wanted the archive to serve as a reminder of another era in this nation's history. Thankfully, there is much less need for the blog today. No longer is my community under constant threat of having discrimination against us written into the Constitution.
He didn't know.
He didn't know.
He wasn't clairvoyant like me.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm ending this. Like, he needs to put his blog back up.
Right.
Because we need him. We need
Save
you.
Us! Michael Save Rogers. Us!
I mean, we could use more people like Michael Rogers.
Yeah. Yeah, we could.
So,
yeah.
Cheers. Stupendous citrus mountain. Mm. Thank you for listening, everybody, because we're a shit show and we don't know what we're doing. But we're going to get there.
We are going to get there.
Be patient with us.
Yeah.
We love you.
Oh, that's so intimate. I just like you a lot.
Okay.
Because
that's
I
fine.
Have boundaries.
Yeah.
Unlike some people I know.
I have boundary issues. That's not true.
Oh.
I don't know. Do I?
No, it was a joke.
Yeah. I'm ruining the joke.
You are.
Beating it into the ground. Making it.
You just made it so weird in here. But it's okay.
That's okay. It's the end.
It is the end.
But anyways, yeah. Thanks for listening.
This was a wild ride.
Mm-hmm.
A very...
shocking. The end.
Yeah, bye guys.
Beyond Reproach is proudly recorded in Bushwick, Brooklyn, on land belonging to the Lenape Nation. Please note we are not historians. We are just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. Full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone who you think would be into it. Make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop on beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. We have exclusive content on Patreon where you can directly support the production of our show.